Visitors to the Ozarks enjoy trails through beautiful wooded hills and valleys, paddling and fishing in two of America's clearest spring-fed rivers, and exploring historic stone buildings. Yet, in 1930, this area was a deforested wasteland, with rapid erosion washing away the fertile soil and polluting the rivers. We can thank President Franklin Roosevelt and the young men employed by the Civilian Conservation Corps for restoring the Ozarks in ways that benefit native wildlife, local residents, and vacationers. In the early 1930s, more than 5 million young men, including World War I veterans, were unemployed. They roamed the American countryside and jumped onto trains in search of work. At the same time, millions of acres of farmland were eroded and timber harvesting was rapidly stripping the country's forested regions. And parks across the nation did not have sufficient funds to keep facilities open for recreation. 2 days after Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated as president in 1933, he called a meeting of government officials to create a Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC's mission was to relieve the acute condition of widespread distress and unemployment existing in the United States, providing for the restoration of the country's depleted natural resources, and advance an orderly program of useful public works. The CCC, or Roosevelt's Tree Army, would reforest public lands and build roads, trails, bridges, and buildings in state and national parks across America. Life in a remote wilderness camp run by the U.S. Army was a shock for many CCC enrollees. Many had neither been away from home nor held a job before. Most of the boys were underweight and undernourished. They gained an average of 11.25 pounds in their first 3 to 4 months in the CCC and earned $30 per month. Of this sum, $5 was paid to each man, and the remaining $25 was sent directly to the enrollee's family. Here in the Ozarks, CCC camps were established at Alley Springs and Big Spring State Parks. During the first year, workers lived in canvas tents and constructed stone buildings, roads, picnic areas, campgrounds, and a fire tower. They also planted trees across the deforested hills and valleys. While building the infrastructure of today's national and state park system, the men's also built self-esteem through work skills and the opportunity to support their families. Today, the results of the CCC's work at Big Springs remains one of the most impressive legacies of Depression-era work projects in the state of Missouri. Visitors can stay in a rustic CCC cabin, explore a museum which once housed the general store, and enjoy a meal at the Big Springs Dining Hall. Conservation of the land reduced erosion so that the region's rivers are running crystal clear again. Two of these rivers are considered so precious that Congress designated a new kind of national park here in 1964. The Ozark National Scenic Riverways protects the Current and Jack Forks rivers, along with 80,000 acres of wildlife habitat. The young men of the CCC worked hard to make sure future generations could enjoy our country's natural wonders, so take time to hike their trails, relax in the campgrounds, or canoe and fish in pristine waters they helped to protect.